What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Survivor Podcast.
Hey, what's up,
Survivor Buzzy? Nation?
Hey, now that's the New Yorker. Hey, what's up? I say Houdat Nation, also Survive Tribal Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Survivor Podcast. And today, I'm your host, Jeff, and I am joined by Scott in the middle on the live stream. Welcome, Scott, to the show. Welcome to the island.
Thank you. Thank you. I got my World Health Organization approved Corona glasses.
Oh, that's right. So wearing a mask, am I? Yeah, and we also have Jason. Welcome to the island.
The Corona Island. We haven't been postponed. Everybody else seems to be.
Nope. The beauty of already existing online is that we don't have to make a change to our lifestyle.
Got it.
See? So, everybody's trying to get out of the Matrix. Now you want to fight to get back in.
No live podcast recordings anywhere in person?
Nope. No, okay. No meetups. I think the UK guys are going to have to postpone their meetup. They were planning a second meetup. I don't know if anybody who lives in the UK wants to do a meetup with Ben, Ash, and James. You can check the Dome Patrol UK's Facebook page. They're looking to schedule, actually in reality, they are trying to schedule a meetup probably for summer or fall, but you got to start planning those things early. In the meantime, we are here to talk about Survivor. And yay! Last night's episode. So if you have not watched week five's episode, the episode five of Survivor, this will contain spoilers. For those of you who have watched, let's get right into it. No Edge of Extinction footage this week.
That's true. I never thought about that.
Yeah, well, I think it's a combination of they showed a lot of it last week, plus now that the fact that you now, instead of two tribes, three, so that's, to me, that's extra time you got to allocate to a whole other tribe now.
So let me ask y'all a question.
Natalie's got four tokens, and then we're not going to have any more challenges anymore to get tokens?
Well, no, that's not the case. They probably did have – maybe they had a challenge or they were waiting. I mean, I don't know. You know, we don't know what the schedule is. But
doesn't get a chance.
Got but, it. I mean, you know we're going to see the island at the beginning of next week's show because now Rob's going to see Amber. So you know we're going to get it. You know, I mean, maybe there was nothing worthwhile on Redemption Island this week.
Historically speaking, do they typically break them up into three tribes like that, or
they have in the past instead of just swapping two and two? Yeah, they have done it. Well, and again, with this being the first all winter season, you know, they could do something that they've never done before, just because of the strength of all the players. So, but yes, they, to answer your question, they have done that before.
Okay.
All right.
It's always interesting, you know, to see how things shake up because you're finally, you know, after 10, 11 days on the island, things are finally starting to fall into place. People are starting to feel good about themselves, and then their buff gets pantsed. It's like, nope. So it's always interesting to see the dynamics after the switch. Who was in a good spot? Who remains in a good spot? Who is in a bad spot? Obviously, the Wendell, Yule, and Nick trio was in a good spot before, and they seem to be in a good spot now, whereas Tony and Sandra now seem to be in a rough spot. You know, I was really worried for Tony. Really worried for Tony, because to me, it seems like Kim will definitely flip over with Denise and Jeremy.
So, talking about Yule, what happened on the show kind of lends to Jeff's theory that everything is kind of maybe produced or whatnot, because he starts talking about his friend whose wife has ALS, and, you know, just at first I'm like, is he doing this to get sympathy so maybe people won't vote for him? Like, what's really going on? And then, like, right after that, they go to commercial and the guy he's talking about is there with his wife talking about ALS, like doing a promo basically for ALS. Like, was that pre-planned? Like, what?
Well, I don't think it was pre-planned maybe as much as Yule talked about it. They knew it was going to be on air. So, I mean, you know that. I mean, they edit the show months before it airs. So, of course, you go out as part of it and you say, hey, let's get Jeremy a chance to do his. And so when we know the night it's going to air, and so we'll just package that together, and help raise money and awareness to ALS and to Jeremy's wife's cause.
Plus, it was Jonathan's wife, but plus he was a former contestant on the show. It's not like he's just a random. So he does have history there.
So do you think you
I don't think the show concocted that.
No, I think it was a real emotional thing that, you know, look, you're out there on the island all by
yourself. And then the show saw it and said, hey, let's use this as a way, as an opportunity to help Jonathan's family.
And do you think that, you know, he's going, Yul's talking about how, you know, they're, he's his good friend and, you know, he wishes you could help him out and stuff like that. If he wins, do you see him donating some of the proceeds or you think he's just going to be like,
I kind of think he does seem like the guy, kind of guy who would do that. I think for 100% he would do that. I don't think
if he talked about it every week. Yeah. But
well, he might talk about it every week. We may only see it this week. You know, they don't want to overdo it and show it every week.
I mean, so, he may already. I mean, Yule's already won $1 million. He may have parlayed that into more, and he might give make donations to the cause. You know, to the ALS Society or, you know, the No White Flags or whatever.
And he seems like a smart enough guy that he's probably doesn't have to worry that much about money. So, you know, winning $2 million, yeah, I'll peel off a piece of that and donate it.
So do you think he was doing that for sympathy or you think it was, like, legit? Like, both? So people wouldn't, like, you know.
Can it be both?
I think it definitely can be. I don't think he did it strictly for sympathy.
I think his emotion was real. I mean, you know, he's crying. He breaks down when he's talking about it. It's the only person he stayed close to from his season. He knows them well enough. If he does stay in touch with them and he talks about it, he's going to break down, especially on Survivor. You're five weeks into the show, however many days that actually equates to, away from everyone and everything, you're emotionally unstable to begin with. So, yeah, he breaks down. I think that's a raw emotion. But he'd be stupid not to think in the back strategically as far as the game is concerned. At least, hey, I'm glad I broke down. Yeah, because hopefully that wins me some sympathy.
Probably, but you also don't want
to play it up either. He's not going to be like, "Remember my sad thing." I don't think Yule's going to play that card.
Right? You're not going to do that because it could put a target on his back. So it's a fine line that you got to walk.
That Yule got to walk.
Yeah, Yule got to walk.
So what team do you think is the strongest?
Yule's.
Yeah, with Yul and Wendell. Other than Wendell and his ex being a little better, I think that's the strongest.
And I don't even think that. I think that just makes Michelle an easy vote out whenever the time comes, if it comes. And I think as well, also kind of micro alliances within everything. I do think now this Wendell
and Nick. Yeah,
that trio might, to me, is kind of like the top. If power rankings are concerned, that's the best. They're sitting in the best position right now.
You think Nick crushing on? Yeah, that's what I was saying. Do you think Nick crushing on Parvel will help her out as far as that goes?
I mean, I do think she's in a better spot than she was.
Yeah.
Read the swap.
The swap helped her out. I wonder how much of the swap. You know, I've gone back to me being the conspiracy theorist in production. Having a say in the show, I do think the production pre-selected who's going to be on what tribe.
No.
I do. I think they assigned it. I think, and part of the story was, and this is why I like that the show doesn't get over ambitious, but they are going to create scenarios. And what the scenario was, well, one, we can't leave it the same because Robin Parvati is about to get whacked off.
I see what you did there.
So you can't necessarily save Rob. I mean, this isn't the Rob show, but what you can do is say, all right, we're going to take them in a situation to see, can they survive in a new environment? So no, Rob's not going to be handed the title, but maybe if we put him in a minority situation, but see if he can overcome
a majority situation,
but the majority that he's with are the two people that it's going to be the hardest for him to get to work with, and let's see how he acts and how he does. If he comes through this, it makes great TV and it wins more support for Rob being the sole survivor. If he doesn't make it, then it actually helps everybody else on the show. Like at this point, like the way Rob played it, And I was on Team Rob from the beginning. I don't like how he played that buddy system. I think that's an old school mentality, and it speaks to even old like cultural things, you know, from age culture as well as where he's from culture, compared to what Ben and Adam might be in their culture and their style of play. That's another interesting conversation. The strong arm, the bully, the muscle, the mafia type, that would have worked in the past, doesn't work now. You do that, these two guys, they had another opportunity. So Rob didn't play right. He didn't play well enough to win those odds, and he deserved to get voted out. As a somebody for Team Rob, I'm no longer Team Rob. I don't think Rob is the best ever to play the game anymore because he couldn't play his way through that. He didn't earn his stripes.
He's still one of, if not the best. The problem with the strategy is that while it will work on new players, it's not going to work on previous winners. That's where he had to adapt.
I don't even know if it would work on new players. So I mean,
it has. It worked multiple times on new players.
Years ago.
Multiple times he did the same thing.
Years ago, before this whole, you know, this is.
It wasn't that long ago. When he won. There were idols all out there. It was probably like 5 years ago, maybe. 6 years ago, it wasn't as long as you think. When he won, when he was with crazy agent Philip, the weird guy, you know, there were idols in play.
Okay, so yeah, he was playing with Steve.
It was some of this, but you know, everybody was kind of like he just dominated, and he told people what to do, and they listened to him. Whereas these players in this game aren't going to do that,
especially Adam and Ben, who are like, you know, again, like if you bully and pick on somebody, the nerd, you know, in this case. Is if there's enough nerds, they're not going to sit there and take it anymore.
Nerds!
They unite, and they're going to say, you know what? They didn't have to walk off because they knew they could just write his name down. They knew the girls were going to write the name down already. Mm-hmm. So, okay, Rob, we'll sit in the tent, and you won't get spooked.
So let me ask you this. What strategy do you think he could have done, if any, to save himself?
I honestly think he should have gone to the two girls. And turned on Adam and Ben. I think that's what he should have done.
I don't think that would have worked. It was maybe a better play than strong arm with him. I think if I were Rob, I would have done more. I wouldn't have done the whole, you know, in order to trust each other, I'm not going to trust you. I would have been like, look, I would have just poured my heart out to him and said, look, I know this didn't work out between us, but I'm willing to start over. I'm willing to start fresh, and you saw how loyal I was to Parvati and Ethan. I'll do that with you on my team. I'm with you 100% of the way. Wouldn't it be better for us three to be solid than it would be to be mistrustful of each other? We all have reasons not to trust each other. It's not just me. All three of us have screwed each other.
Yeah, didn't he kind of do that though?
Why does that have to? We don't know how he did it, but he said we got to trust each other, and by doing so. Nobody's allowed out of each other's sight. And then he's like literally browbeating everyone. I mean, that is not the way you win people.
Yeah. It was just a dominating thing. You can't. Yeah. It was his strategy, and it's worked in the past. It just wasn't going to work here. And he wasn't able to adapt to it.
Yep.
Now, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, he still could return. He's only on Exhibition Island now, or a Corona Island, or what do we call it?
A Corona Island. That's right. Newport Dragon says this episode is sponsored by coronavirus.
So, kind of going back to Extinction Island, I have to think that we know the fire tokens are going to play some kind of role, but I don't think it's going to be like whoever has the most gets to come back, because that would be a disadvantage to the I really think they're going to have some kind of competition, and whoever has the most might get an advantage. Or
like you know, depending on how many you have, you get an advantage based on, you know, like if you have four and somebody has two.
Maybe you can buy an advantage or something like that.
Or if it's an endurance challenge, for example, for every token, it's 5 minutes later that you have to start.
You know what would be funny? Yeah. I was just thinking about, what if they're just collecting the tokens and then they're going to do the Survivor food auction with the tokens?
I know.
Well, that's what I was thinking too. Like, everybody has to eat a bug, or you could buy your way out of eating the bug or something. Or if you don't have any tokens, you got to eat the bug. Again, or you know, like what you said, with the endurance challenge, you can buy minutes of not having to compete. Or if it's a race, you can buy a head start. Or, you know, there's so many things that you could do where the token buys you an advantage, but it's not going to be it can't be enough of an advantage where you automatically win, right? Unless you've got four tokens and no one has any.
I can't imagine that, especially after all the negative pushback after your boy won the one challenge, came back in the game, and won a couple seasons ago. You know, there was a lot of negative reactions to that. So I don't think they're going to make it that advantageous. I would, but then again, like, what the fuck do I know? I mean, I'm not a TV producer. It's you know, it's possible.
Especially, I mean, with the, this is the way you shelf all the contestants and you bring back the one that you really want to win.
That's how you, if Rob comes back, that's how you know it's all orchestrated.
Right. Well, and I get it too from the show standpoint. Like, they might have done everything they could to keep Rob in the game for the first one third, as Jeff put it, one third of the season. And now that Rob served his purpose of getting viewers to watch the beginning, but now you're there, you have many more reasons to be hooked and continue watching. We don't need Rob on a tribe. So, okay, let him get voted off. Because honestly, like, because of the way he played and the way that you saw the other players on the other tribes react to the swap, I personally, like, I'm really excited to see Yule play. I'm excited to see that whole alliance of Yule, Nick, and Wendell. Mm-hmm. I'm a little interested in the Wendell, Michelle drama. Not so much. I love how Michelle's all like, I'm over it. I'm like, but that's the only thing you talked about for the last 10 minutes.
Right, right.
You're clearly over it. And then on the other tribe where Denise is,
Kim and Jeremy.
Yeah.
And Tony and Sandra. The question now is, okay, how long is Sandra going to last? Because it's, now, to me,
Tony,
she's...
Tony, Sandra, and Kim are from the old tribe, right?
Right, right.
Okay. And yeah, like that one, that is not predictable.
No, it could go either way. They better hope they win some challenges because I think it's either going to be Tony or Sandra first because Kim was on the bottom. I think Kim easily switches over.
Well, she's already said even, right, to them and in her confessional.
Yeah, but I feel like they kind of say that to everybody. Yeah, I'm going to be with you. But then, well, I don't really know. I don't really know. But yeah, maybe. But I'm going to tell you I am because that's what we do.
But honestly, since week one to now, I think Denise has risen in my personal – like rankings or desire to see do well. I mean, I could give a shit week one about Denise. Now I find myself rooting for her. Like, I want her to make it through. I think she's playing a good game. She's been playing from the bottom up since week one. We're having teamed up with Adam and here she is with Jeremy. I mean, Denise could be a sleeper.
I think of when I see Denise, Carol from The Walking Dead.
That's a little bit. Yeah. Short hair, Carol.
Short hair, or older.
You could definitely say she's under the radar, but I mean, there's still so many good players, and I feel like there's so many players where we haven't seen a ton of footage yet, you know?
Yeah. Well, and you'll get there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'll definitely get there because, you know, as it dwindles and they survive, I mean, you can only show so many people, especially when it gets down to one tribe as well. Right. You don't have to split the time up.
Now, and the funny thing is, with all the old school players being voted off week after week after week, it is giving you a chance to see and respect the new school players a little bit more. I mean, maybe some of these old school players were idols, pun intended, in our own heads because, you know, it was so many years ago, you kind of forget the details of their seasons, how they played, how they won, and you just remember them, you know, in general, and you build them up in your own head. Maybe they're not as good players. Or again, the old school strategy just doesn't work. And
I mean,
the game, new school strategy.
I mean, look, the game evolves. I mean, these people won based on how the game was played back then. Now, to me, they still get all the credit in the world because they won.
Yeah. You know, and look, kudos to Sandra, because out of all these old school players so far, she's been the only one to be able to adapt to not just the old school, new school combination, but also she's adapts to tribal merges. She adapts to...
She always finds a way to slither through the grass and avoid being
detected. I don't know
how
she does it.
Right? I mean, she's clearly the biggest threat there.
She participated in a challenge this week.
She barely could climb that ladder.
She didn't have a choice.
Right.
All right, we're coming up on time for Survivor. So, anybody... All right, so my guy's out, so I have to pick a new player.
I thought you picked Yule.
No, picked Rob.
Rob was my guy. And who's yours, Scott?
What? Parv.
Oh, that's a good one. I think Parv's in a really good spot right now.
No, I don't think so.
All right, Jason, who you got? Wendell?
Mr. Window, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go Yule. That's my man. He was my number two already, so
okay.
He moved into the number one spot. So, all right, that's all. Thanks for listening. That's all the show we have for you right now. We're gonna thank everybody for listening and watching on the Dome Patrol United, and my dog for stop barking and telling all your friends about the Dome Patrol United Survivor Podcast. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter for daily conversation at Dome Patrol US and Dome Patrol UK. Like us on Facebook to watch live broadcasts. Like, subscribe on YouTube to watch live broadcasts or to listen as an alternative to your podcast app. And of course, there's the old-fashioned way to listen to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, island donkeys.
The tribe has spoken.